Hare Krishna, here I am in New Vrajadam, in Sweta Vrindavan. Everything is white. There's really a lot of snow on the ground. All the trees are white. The air is white. It's quite foggy. The housetops are white. I'm really happy. I got my white Christmas. Before I read a pastime or tell a pastime, I'd just like to request devotees three things. Particularly, I'm speaking now to devotees who write me letters. And I don't know what devotees learn nowadays in school. I know when I was in elementary school, we learned this maybe in grade 5 or grade 6, something like that. Of course, maybe things have changed nowadays in the educational system, and they only get around to it in university. But here are the three things. Number one, please put your return address on the letter paper that you're writing, not just on the envelope. Putting your return address on the envelope is very helpful for the postman in case they have to return your letter. But since I want to throw away the envelope and don't have to staple it to the letter, increasing already the bulk of letters that I lug around with me wherever I go, please put your address on the letter. And if you want to know where that should be, then it's usually, I believe, on the top left-hand corner, but you can put it on the right-hand corner. In fact, you can put it anywhere you like, as long as it's there. Point number two, please sign your letters. Don't just print your name at the end, unless you happen to be a head of state, a minister, someone who writes 100 letters a day or has 100 letters written for you per day, and you don't have time to sign those letters. Otherwise, if you're writing me a couple of letters a year, then please do the courtesy of signing the letter. Make it personal rather than apparently making a very bold and proud statement. And the third thing, and most important of all, is it's better if you print your letters. I read them much faster than handwriting, although nice handwriting, and some devotees have very nice handwriting, beautiful handwriting, is also fine. But some devotees who don't have nice handwriting, and I don't know how they let you out of school, and I don't know how you make a living, how people figure out either who you are when you sign your name or what it is that you're trying to say when you put it into handwriting, please don't write such type of scribble letters where sometimes I have to write back and say, dear such and such, please accept my blessings, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, thank you for letter dated such and such, but unfortunately I couldn't read it, therefore I can't answer it. And if you're in doubt whether your handwriting is passable or not, nice or not, then just print it, and it will look very, very beautiful in whatever font that you prefer to do that, whether it's Skagudi, Times New Roman, or a variety of hundreds and thousands of fonts. Just don't make it too small. All right, so that's my request to letter writers. And here's a very beautiful story. Once, Mother Yashoda accused Krishna of stealing butter. You have stolen it. But Krishna protested his innocence, saying, Ma, it couldn't have been me. You sent me to Madhavan to herd the cows. Gopal then continued, I've been gone since morning, and just now, as the sun is setting, I've come back. The cows and the gopas are my witness. Just ask him. I've been away all this time. How can you say such things? Then Krishna shedding crocodile tears and he's sobbing. When I return, tired and hungry, you call me a thief. How can you be so cruel? Am I no longer your son? I'm not staying in this house one day longer. Now, Yashoda Devi's heart started to soften, and she thought, perhaps I'm mistaken. Maybe it's not him who the neighbors saw. maybe the ladies were mistaken. And then she thought a little further again. Anyway, let's see. So she pasted her face in her palms of her hand and started sobbing, "Oh, my son, oh, Krishna, I was wrong, I'm sorry, please forgive me." And now it's Krishna's time for Krishna's heart to soften. So placing one hand on her arm, Krishna started to cry, "Ma, don't cry, I confess, I did steal the butter, I did steal it." And then there's real clear tears started clouding Krishna's bumblebee eyes. He repeated, "Ma, don't cry." Playful Yashoda looked at her son through an opening between her fingers, and she sobbed even louder, forgive me, I accuse you wrongly, you couldn't have done it." But Krishna squeezed his mother's arm, crying, "I did do it, Ma, I did. You're not to blame." And she replied, "No, you didn't." And then Krishna insisted, "Yes, I did." Barely containing her laughter, Yashoda insisted, "No, you didn't." "Yes, I did," replied Krishna. But then, detecting humor in his mother's voice, Krishna pulled at her hands, tugged at her hands, until he finally revealed her beautiful smiling face. Then Mother Yashoda looked at Krishna with wide-open eyes and said, "No, you didn't." And then she laughingly threw her arms around her son and covered his tear-stained, now smiling face with kisses. Krishna stroked his mother's silky soft hair, but determined not to be outdone, even when exposed as a thief, while kissing Yashoda's cheek, Gopal whispered in her ear, "Yes, I did." Anyway, that's God. Hare Krishna.